Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
God bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Welcome. If you are a first-time visitor, if you are a second-time visitor, if you are a consistent worshiper and fellowshipper with us on this Sunday, welcome. I love you. My husband loves you. I give honor to the God.
Amen.
I give honor to God who is ahead of my life. I give honor to him because without him, literally, I am jacked up. Without him, I have no reason to live. Without him, I am messed up, and I thank God that I have lived for him because of what the sacrifice he did, which is giving his son, Jesus, to die on the cross because of his shed blood. I am redeemed. You are redeemed. All of the things we do, all of the hormones and all of the lying, all of the profanity, all of the drugs, all of everything, the abortions, the murders, everything that we've done, God said, I'll wash it and I'll make you clean. White as snow. And I thank God for his sacrifice. And I thank God that after receiving his blood, his cleansing power, oh, I wasn't left just hung to dry. The Holy Spirit came in and washed me thoroughly, created in me a clean heart. He renewed the right spirit within me. He changed my thinking and gave me a passion to pursue his wisdom, gave me a passion to pursue and empower the people of God. So, Holy Spirit, I love you on today. He is the most important person on this earth. Yes, he's more important than your mama. He's more important than your children. More important than your knucklehead son. He is more important than anybody on this earth. The Holy Spirit is who I answer to. And the Holy Spirit definitely is someone who I'm conscious of.
Amen.
And because the Holy Spirit is easily offended. So that's why I repent daily. That's why I fall on my knees daily. And I say, Holy Spirit, not if I offended you, but when I offended you. Pardon me, please. Forgive me as I continue to go forward in wisdom. Shed me of my foolish ways, my stupid ways. Lord, come into my heart and continue to make me anew. And that's my prayer daily. Oh, and I thank God. I thank God for him being God all by himself. He doesn't need me to validate him. He doesn't need you to validate him because in the beginning, he was the beginning. He created time. He created. He is Alpha and Omega. He created the end and before the beginning. I mean, that's just how awesome God is. So I'm humbled to be able to worship him and show myself as an ambassador for his kingdom because that's what we are. When you sign up, and say, Lord, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my heart. Wash me in your blood. You are saying, I'm signing up to be an ambassador to represent the kingdom of God. And this is what we must do. In order to be good ambassadors, in order to represent God fully, we have to equip ourselves with knowledge. We have to equip ourselves with wisdom. We have to equip ourselves with discernment. If you don't have knowledge, you have no hope. You are destroyed. That's what the word of God says. That's not from the book of April. That is from Hosea. That is from the word of God. It says, my people, they are destroyed for the lack of their knowledge. We can't be smart in everything. So find out what you're smart in, and then find out most definitely what you're dumb in. You got to learn how to assess yourself. You got to learn how to know your dominant weakness, and you got to know how to have your dominant strength. You have to know how to have and know yourself, know what your strong suit is. Some of you all, it might be coherent with your background, what you work in, business administration. You're very fluent in that, very smart. It might be medicine. You're a nurse, doctor, whatever it is. You're great in that. But there are some areas that you're dumb in, some areas that you don't have knowledge in. Find out what that is and become strengthened in that. That's what God requires. That's how we can fully be effective to help other people. This is what he requires us to learn more about ourselves. The more we know about ourselves, the more we're able to help God use us even here on the earth. And that's my quest. We have many campaigns. We have a campaign against disease. God uses this ministry in healing. God uses this ministry in all types of things. And one of those that I have already taken personally as a campaign is raising a campaign against stupidity, raising a campaign against all stupidity. Now, stupidity is different. Stupidity is different than ignorance. We can all be ignorant. I love to work with people who are ignorant. I have no problem working with people who are ignorant because ignorance is easy. Ignorance is just when you don't know something. Easy. When you just don't know something. But stupidity is when you refuse to acquire the knowledge from someone who knows what you should know. Being ignorant is when you just don't know. Being ignorant is just when you don't know. But being stupid is when you refuse to pursue the area of ignorance that you need to become sharpened in. This is what God is saying. He's calling us out on today, and I love to always do his work for him. So I love to talk about fools. There's so many fools on this earth, and I thank God that we don't have fools in this ministry. I thank God that we don't have fools. You can say amen to that, unless you consider yourself a fool.
Amen.
You can say amen to that. Amen. I thank God that our leader, our founder, our apostle, Apostle Andrew, is not a fool in God's eye. I thank God and I honor my husband on today for being the,
amen, that's right,
the pastor over my house, my soul, but also the ministry, KCI, over your soul. And I thank God for his wisdom. In his wisdom, he recognized that he can't do everything. In his wisdom, he recognized he does not want to do everything. In his wisdom, he recognizes that God just doesn't use men and men only. In his wisdom, he lets the women go forward in this ministry and recognize that God can use any willing heart, whether it's found in a baby boy, whether it's found in a baby girl, whether it's found in a male or a female. He uses the heart that is willing and yielding and humble unto the Lord. That's his praise. That's
his praise.
Especially to the women on the line. There are many, many ministries that will sit you down and tell you don't say a word. Matter of fact, you'll have to sit behind the men in the service. Don't think about preaching. Don't even think about doing anything in leadership because you're not good enough. God doesn't use you. But in this ministry, we are kingdom and we represent that. And so we stand strong to empower the people of God, whether you're man or woman. You can say amen to that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to come before you. I want you all to repeat after me. I want you to repeat after me. Say, I am not.
I am not.
A fool.
A fool.
A fool.
Not a fool.
Uh-oh. Some of you all don't sound convinced. Maybe you think you are. Let me repeat it again. I am not.
I am not. I am not a fool.
A fool.
A fool.
There you go. Praise God. Now, I hope you believe it when you said it. I really do hope you do think that you're not a fool. I really want to believe that you said that because you really believe that you're not a fool. Now, you can have foolish ways, but I don't want to just brand you as a fool. We can have foolish ways. We can have ignorance ways. But to be branded a fool wholeheartedly is something that is a little bit deeper. The wise, I consider you all to be on the journey for wisdom. I believe that I'm not wise, but I believe I'm a student. I know other people call me wise. I know Apostle Smith says it. They call me, wow, woman of wisdom. I don't know. I've never called myself the woman of wisdom, but I do say that I'm a student of wisdom. I'm forever seeking and searching wisdom, knowledge. I'm forever seeking and understanding of how this life works, of how to be better in every area, not just only in my pursuit and my relationship with God, but how to be a mother, how to be an effective pastor, how to be an effective sibling and daughter, how to give honor the right way to my parents, how to treat my vessel. I'm on a pursuit of knowledge, how to treat my vessel right. You know, if I'm saying I love God, but I'm literally killing myself with the substances that I eat and I ingest, if I'm literally killing myself because I'm not taking care of the vessel, well, I really think that that's kind of shaky saying that I love God because God created me. God created my vessel. He said to present my vessel a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice just isn't, oh, Lord, I want to live holy for you and I want to turn from sin. Living holy and a living sacrifice means also pushing aside some of the foods that we eat. That's a sacrifice.
Amen.
Some of the delicious deep-fried Twinkies and deep-fried chicken that we love to consume, because ultimately it does kill us. It raises our blood pressure. It raises our glucose. It gives us unnecessary carbs. It creates blockage in the arteries. So if we really love God, we will be sure to love ourselves. See, the Bible says love thy neighbor even as you love yourself. But you got to love yourself first. And some of that also entitles you being careful about what you consume, what you drink. Some of you all, if you're using substances, you know, if you're drinking and alcohol, yesterday was Saturday night. Uh-oh, what did you do Saturday night? What are you repenting of today? How did you live and present your body a living sacrifice on a Saturday night? So with that being said, God wants us always to be on a journey of knowledge, and I consider us to be wise on the path to wisdom, I should say. The wise always recognize fools. Fools are everywhere. There are fools in educational institutions. There are fools in the church. There are fools in the world of religion. There are fools in political arena, even among your relatives. Yep, I said it. Some of your relatives are fools. I hope I'm not talking to you and you the fool. I hope that's not it. Fools break your focus. Fools waste valuable time and energy. Fools slow your life down. Fools rob you of precious moments. I want to talk to you all again about fools, because I talked to you all about this, I want to say a few weeks ago, and I got such a positive response and people really loved it, but I have so many more facts about fools that I want to go ahead and talk to you all again about this as well. I want to give you the time. You already should have your pens and your paper handy. You should already have notebooks. If you can't write it down, then that's fine. If you're somewhere at work or just driving, it is being recorded. Great for you. This is a live recording call, but you'll listen to the playback on our website or call back the playback number. You can get that at our website at www.kci.world, just a few minutes after the call concludes. So praise God. For those of you all that are ready, let's go ahead and get started. Hallelujah. So let me give you about 10 facts today. Not too many. There's a lot more, and maybe I'll teach it next Sunday, and maybe I'll teach it in the weeks to come, but there's even more than what I'm going to give you. But today I'm just giving you 10. So let's go ahead and talk about the first one. No amount of wisdom or counsel can create a peaceful relationship with the fool. I'll repeat that. No amount of wisdom or counsel can create a peaceful relationship with the fool. You can get that as confirmation from Proverbs 29:9. If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he prays or laughs, there is no rest. I'll repeat that. Proverbs 29:9. If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he is rage or laugh, there is no rest. In other words, if you know that you've talked to some people, if there's just no, as we call it, getting through to them. You've given them all types of wisdom, all types of counsel. Either they're laughing you off or either they're angry, but you're not getting your point across to their heart. It says there's no rest. In other words, you'll keep doing it, and you'll wear yourself out while they keep doing what they want to do. God said there's no amount of wisdom or counsel that can create a peaceful relationship. You got to learn how sometimes to cut the tie. You got to learn how to sometimes disqualify people to have access to you because of the simple reason that they are a fool. I cannot be around a fool. I cannot be around someone that I've tried to help over and over and over again. I've counseled, I've tried to give them wisdom, but time and time again, as soon as they finish being in my presence or talking to me on the phone, they go out and make the same stupid decision. It just wastes my time. And some of you all are wasting your time dealing with a knucklehead romantic interest, dealing with other friends. I don't know why people would call a person a friend. That's a heavy word for me. And that friend has done nothing but represent and replicate foolish behavior over and over and over again. You have no peace in your relationship, always quarreling, always bickering back and forth because there's no peace there. It's time to let it go. Number two. A fool tells everything he knows and feels to others. I don't know why people disguise it like that. They say, I'm just real. I'll tell it like it is. So they think that whatever they feel and whatever they say or whatever they think that they should just express in the moment, they can verberate. They can just express it orally and oratorically. That's a fool, someone that doesn't have a filter, someone that does not, as I will call it, have tact. The Bible talks about in Proverbs 29 and 11, it says, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. I'll repeat it again, Proverbs 29 and 11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Somebody repeat after me. Say, I'm not a fool.
I am not a fool.
Because I keep it in.
Because I keep it in.
I keep it in.
Until afterwards.
Until afterwards.
Until afterwards.
So what am I telling you? A fool right then in the spot will want to just go. It's like an AK-47 at the mouth. Just split it out. Just killing it. Do you not know that when you are rash and when you speak out in the moment, sometimes that can kill your favor. That can kill whatever God has destined as an open door. There's been so many people that have ended their blessing with their mouth. The most powerful weapon that we've been given on our body is our mouth. I was reading a book about Queen Vashti. Some of you all know about Queen Vashti from the book of Esther. She was the queen before Esther came. But do you not know, and that's another teaching, but I talked and I listened and I read and I researched, and I was talking to even Apostle Smith about this the other day. And I talked about how there's a book.
Amen.
I can pull it out. But what the Lord was telling me, even in the book, what the Lord was telling me and showing me was that Queen Vashti was a peasant. Queen Vashti was selected by the king. He moved her and her family to palace. Queen Vashti literally went from rags to riches. And Queen Vashti had it all. She was a blessed woman, but she had a gift of dancing. And she had a gift of turning her husband on, probably belly dancing and all that other stuff. Well, the king got drunk one night, and after he had a banquet, and he wanted to call for his queen to come and dance for him and all of his other royal friends. But that was against the law. But he summoned for the queen anyway. Even if it's against the law, you don't say no to the king. And the Lord let me know that literally because she denied, if you don't know the story, it's a beautiful story in Esther. Read it for yourself. I'm not going to do it all for you. But in short, Queen Vashti said no to the king. She said, I'm not coming at your request to dance for you. You're drunk. I'm just putting it in there. You're drunk. You're going to embarrass yourself, and you're going to embarrass me to make me someone or deduce me to someone, I'm the queen, to someone that I'm going to entice other men. What I do for you is for your eyes only. And she said, no. Well, there were other men, other council that came around the king and said, you know, because she openly disobeyed you, now every wife in your province is going to think that they can rebel against their husband. She set in a poor example. You have to make her an example. So what the king did, he banished her and her family from his kingdom. She was not the queen anymore. So what am I telling you? A fool utters what she or he feels in the moment, but a wise person keeps it in until afterwards. There's always an appropriate response to any chaotic situation. There's always an appropriate and tactful and respectful and honorable response to any unconventional situation. You just have to figure out how to obtain it. You have to figure out how to take a deep breath in a moment. There's all types of ways she could have done it. She could have came to the king but didn't come dressed like a dancer. She could have whispered in his ear. She could have written a note and passed it to her servant who passed it to the servant of the king. She could have done so many other ways so that it wouldn't be open defiance before him and cause him to be embarrassed. So the Lord let me know that she was a fool in that moment. Why? Because it's just as easy as this. Her mouth was her costliest mistake.
Mm.
Her mouth was her costliest mistake. With her mouth, Vashti lost her ranking, her queenship. She lost overnight all of the land, all of the riches and rewards that came along with being a queen. She was thrown back to that of the peasant field. Because of her mouth, Vashti lost her focus. Because of her mouth, Vashti spoke disrespectfully. Because of her mouth, Vashti lost her palate in one conversation.
Mm.
Because of her mouth, Vashti had to be thrown out. See, you can, this is what people don't understand. You can get a promotion and still lose it. You can get a miracle and still lose it. God can open up several doors for you, a breakthrough, and guess what? You can purposely make yourself walk right out of that door. Same like Vashti. Vashti experienced the environment of a palace, but she didn't equip with her mouth the wisdom to talk to a king. Vashti, she received the favor of royal servants, but she never learned how to talk to a king. She was the most beautiful woman in a nation, but she never learned how to talk to a king. She walked with the sensuality of a dancer, but she never learned how to talk to a king. She tasted the minds of world-class mentors, but she never learned how to talk to a king. She received the admiration of millions in her province, but she never learned how to talk to a king. Oh, she was trained. She was trained in the expectation of royalty, but somebody missed the training for how to talk to a king. What is a king in your world? You might say, that's good, Apostle Aprell, but I don't have a king. We're Democratic over here. We have a president, so it's not like that. Well, you have a king. There's a king in every situation, every environment. Meaning, let me wreck your brain. Every business has an owner. That's the king. Every department of a company has a manager. That's a king. Every church has a pastor. That's a king. Every city has a
teach it.
Thank you. Every city has a mayor.
That's
king.
Good.
Every state has a governor. That's a king.
That's right.
Every nation has a president. That's a king. Every army has a general. That's a king. Every tribe has a chief. That's a king.
Amen.
Every home has a decision maker. You are the king. You will always have a king in your life, and his or her thoughts toward you will create heaven or hell.
Amen.
You want to know why you can't succeed in your life? You want to know why you can't keep a job? I mean, I've never met so many people in my life who can't keep a job. Get blessed. Get an open door. Get hired within a snap of a finger, but end up losing a job. Somebody don't know how to talk to a king. Somebody doesn't know how to humble themselves. Don't get so high and mighty because God opened a door that you think that you can treat that king of that department, of that company, any type of way and think favor will still fall upon you. With your mouth, you can cut down the favor of God and you'll exit from the promised land. That's the fool. You are a fool. That is foolish behavior.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.